It's 7:33 in Pensacola. It is Tuesday, October 19th. Another beautiful fall day. High will get in probably the high 70s. Maybe a little bit warmer, but it's another one of these great fall days. Yesterday, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office went to Facebook and released a video that they told us this was their video of what happened at the NAS terrorist attack almost 2 years ago. Their reason for releasing the video that they gave on Facebook, they didn't hold a press conference. They didn't send a press release. Well, they don't send press releases out. Everything's done on Facebook. But they said the reason was due to Escambia County Sheriff's Office fulfilling a huge public records request, a large public records request, in reference to the terrorist attack on December 6, 2019, on board NAS Pensacola. We have decided to release our own video. When I thought about information being released, law, big public requests, I thought about the families. And here's the attorney. We have the attorney online with Levin Papantonio Rafferty, Chris Paulus. Chris, what did you get a big pile of records yesterday from the sheriff's office?
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm still waiting to see what they're going to give me. I haven't received anything yet. My understanding is that some of the victims were directly provided some materials. We haven't been able to wrap our arms around those yet, but I know for a fact that the attorneys, myself included, representing the victims, have not received a complete set or anything from the records released from Escambia County Sheriff's Office. And I don't know if that that it was intended that way, or if it, there's just so many people awaiting the release of this information that they've kind of been a little disorganized in getting that information out. But I certainly haven't seen it. The only thing that I've seen is the video that you mentioned in the lead-in related to the Facebook video that was released by the sheriff's office in advance of the records release.
Well, they were organized enough to do that video
exactly.
less than informative. What were your thoughts on the video, having watched it?
I thought it was interesting that the sheriff's office decided to spend the time and resources in editing a video of raw material. My understanding is that the release was a response not to a record request from the families, mind you, from us, from the attorneys wanting evidence for our active lawsuit against Saudi Arabia, but from a media request. Our records requests are still pending, and our records requests are nearly 2 years old, and we have yet to receive anything in response to our specific records request. And I thought it was a little rich that the resources had been put into creating a video editing down what I believe to be a significant amount of audio from 911 calls and radio traffic, as well as dash cam video, to put that video out. I don't think there's any question about the bravery and the sacrifice of the first responders that was made that day in response to Second Lieutenant Al-Shamrani's terrorist attack. I think that has been well documented. I think our community appreciates and understands that. And I know the video, the Escambia County Sheriff Mitch said that the purpose of this was to highlight that bravery. I think the video shows the response. It certainly does. But it just seemed a little awkward to have that rolled out as opposed to really making sure the people that need this information have it in an unvarnished way, kind of an unadulterated way, and kind of let the materials speak for themselves.
You know, Chris, you've been involved in a lot of big cases, and you've watched, you've taken on big corporations, and your firm has. When you're taking on a big client, and before they release documents to you, they do a video. We don't know the sheriff's strategy, but in other cases, when you have a video sent out before you get documents, what do you think that strategy is in those kind of cases?
Well, clearly, I think it's you know, you're particularly in an adversarial process. You believe it's because they're trying to control the interpretation of the information, kind of control the message. Here, understanding that it was this release was in response to a records request from a media outlet or multiple media outlets, it's clear that they're trying to outscoop the scoopers, or try to kind of beat them press to the punch in terms of how this footage might be used or might be reflected in the press. You know, if you look at who was tagged in that Facebook page, it was a lot of the local media outlets. So I don't know exactly how which media outlets this was intended to respond to. But it's clear that the sheriff's office wanted to make sure that their interpretation of the footage and their version of events was the first to be digested by the public.
Well, we have a media request. I mean, we have a public records request that I put in January after the December shooting. And I don't know if they've canned it, because every time I followed up on it, I was told that the Department of Justice wasn't going to let them release anything. On my side, I'm a little bit disappointed that if they had this huge record dump, that they didn't release it to all of us at the same time, and y'all included. I mean, the families definitely need to know it. But in the past, we've had huge cases. The Billings murder case, the department, the state attorney, we all went by the state attorney's office to pick up the documents. We all were on a list that were called to get it. I got a personal phone call from the state attorney's office saying, they were all done in CDs. Come by and pick up the CDs. Now they can do it with flash drives. But, you know, all of us were told something was happening. So that is set on you. And I guess the other thing, Chris, that stood out to me was that, and I know he's the sheriff now, Chip Simmons, but it was great for him to introduce it, but then to put the front page of the News Journal and have Simmons' voiceover when Morgan was actually the sheriff back then, and David Morgan actually played a bigger role in the press conferences and the voices. It seemed to be spliced in a way to really sort of take Morgan out of the deal, which is internal politics and however they want to, you know, treat each other. That's their call. But so you think maybe some of the families might have gotten some of the information?
Yeah, my understanding is that at least the sheriff officer's victims are going to be provided a thumb drive that has the release on it, and that at least one or two of the family victims may have been provided material in advance. I do know that the attorneys for those victims have not yet received the material, and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office attempted to provide the material to that attorney's office yesterday after the release. There was a period where folks were invited to come to Pensacola to view the material in advance of its release, but only after we got wind that the release was coming and made a demand that happened and that the victims be permitted an opportunity to view it before they saw it on Facebook. One thing I do know is that the victims were not given an opportunity to watch the sheriff's video that had been edited and released and was essentially the first thing to hit, the internet. I welcome all the agencies' release of information. Right. I believe that this information should have been provided even sooner. I believe that the Escambia County Sheriff's Office and the Florida state agencies are obligated to release all information in their possession. They need to do so immediately, and they need to do so in a coordinated way that is transparent, and so that the folks that are most in need of this information, that is the victims of this tragedy, have it and have it in a way that accommodates their special needs and their needs for the information. Right. The other thing is, we know that the federal information, the information that's in the Department of Defense, the information that's in the Department of Justice, has not yet been released. And I can't, I can't tell how much of the delay of this release or how much of this information is still being held back because of the Fed's involvement in the case. But we know that there's a lot of information that hasn't been released, a lot of radio traffic. We certainly know that there's security footage from within Building 633 where the attack took place. That is the closed circuit TV video footage that would show the attack unfolding has not yet been released. And that is all critical evidence to our case and to the public's understanding of what happened. This is an unprecedented event in 20 years. This is the first Al-Qaeda terrorist attack on the U.S. soil since 9/11, and this information needs to be provided to the public because the public has questions. Undoubtedly, over the last 20 years, our local and regional law enforcement offices have received loads of funding for counterterrorism responses because of the 9/11 attack. The counterterrorism security apparatus that's been in place has been funding our local law enforcement for now over two decades. Obviously, we'd like to see how all that funding has been spent and come to bear. I think there's no doubt that our first responders responded to this swiftly and decisively. And what we see is just the tip of the iceberg in the release that, that came out yesterday. That is just a few dash cam videos and a few radio transmissions. So I want to use this opportunity to call upon all agencies, state and federal, to release all of the information that you have in your possession over this terrorist attack, because it's certainly needed at this time by our victims, for our lawsuit, and for the public at large.
Great. Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show. It concerns me that the documents weren't released, but this puff piece was put on Facebook. We'll get more on it later, but if you get something, let me know, please.
We'll keep you posted, Rick, and please keep your requests coming.
I will.
It's clear that our requests that are nearly 2 years old have kind of fallen on deaf ears, and this request, according to the sheriff's office itself, was in response to a media request.
Right.
So the power of folks like you, Rick, the media, making these requests, putting pressure on the appropriate agencies, is what's shaking this stuff loose. Obviously, a little slower than wanted, but we need the media to continue to put pressure on these agencies to get this information out.
Will do.
I thank you for your dogged determination in that regard.
Thanks, Chris. Take care. Have a great day.
Take care, Rick.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.